Joining us now is the Bishop of Owensboro, Kentucky, His Excellency Bishop William Medley. Excellency, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us during this very difficult time.
Thank you. I appreciate your inviting me to be with you.
Excellency, what was your reaction when you first learned of the tornadoes decimating your diocese at a time right before Christmas?
Well, obviously just shock and disorder. I had followed some of the weather warnings during the night, Friday night and early Saturday morning. But, you know, it's very unusual for a tornado to strike in December. It's very unusual for a tornado of this magnitude to strike during the night. And so even the news outlets were not giving us much information. So it really wasn't until I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and began to plug in that I realized what, because the storms did not hit in Owensboro, where I live, to understand that so many of our communities had been struck. And even to today, detailed information is hard to come by. But I know that at least four counties in western Kentucky have experienced 10 or more fatalities each, and then there are scattered fatalities throughout. So know how devastated those people are. I'm thinking of the deceased, the people whose loved ones have died, or perhaps are not even accounted for yet or have not been identified. There's just so much uncertainty. And then I'm hearing estimates that there are more than 1,000 families, probably homeless. Their homes are not going to be repairable. So the magnitude of the tragedy is just immense.
Excellency, many of the injured in Mayfield at the candle factory were parishioners of your diocese. How has the community responded?
Well, the Catholic community of Mayfield over the last couple of decades has become predominantly an Hispanic community, and we're aware that many of them were employed by the candle factory. However, as you reported earlier, it may be that there are far fewer fatalities there than were originally anticipated. Apparently, people did get away or perhaps were not on site. And so the last I heard, there's maybe 8 fatalities from there. At one point, they were projecting there would be 70 or more. So that's good news. But the community has rallied. On Sunday, I traveled to Graves County. We could not go to St. Joseph Church, the Catholic church in town. But St. Jerome Church in Fancy Farm in the same county invited that community to come and celebrate Mass for Gaudete Sunday and for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So about 200 parishioners gathered, and the pastor, Father Eric Riley, gave a profound and emotional homily about the joy, the themes of joy that Gaudete Sunday presents to us and hope that are presented to us by Our Lady Guadalupe. So it was an emotional gathering. People are still trying to get organized. Most of the people I spoke to there, their homes have been spared, but the power grid and the water supply for the town are destroyed. And so some of them may have to relocate as well. But it was a marvelous manifestation of faith that here just hours after such a storm, they were gathering to express their faith and to praise God.
We've seen the heartbreaking images of young children. Last night there was a candlelight vigil in Mayfield. There's a lot of prayers going on, a lot of prayers because there's so many needs. Your thoughts on how the community is coming together in prayer and how so many people are stepping up and trying to do whatever they can to help.
I have been just overwhelmed by the calls of support that I've gotten from fellow bishops. We've had to divert at our pastoral center, our chancery, we've had to divert many staff to answering the phones of people calling from all over the country wanting to help. And that's gratifying and comforting. You may know that on Sunday, as he prayed the Angelus in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis himself prayed for Kentucky. And I can't tell you what that meant to me, and certainly for those of us in Kentucky who heard that or have heard of it, to be comforted, but in the day, to continue to tell that story. I also received a letter from the Holy See expressing Pope Francis' prayer and compassion for those who have been lost, for survivors, those who had lost their homes, and to pray for those first responders. So there's been a lot of support come in. And then just as always happens in human tragedy, neighbor is helping neighbor. I know in some of these little communities, they've had to ask people from outside to stop coming in because they couldn't organize. Things were a little bit chaotic. So it could be that that sort of help will be needed more later than now. Again, you're just staggered by the loss, but equally staggered by the immense human response of kindness and generosity.
Excellency, there's so many needs for the people in your diocese, so many without water, without power, without food, even toys for Christmas. Can you talk about some of the needs of the people?
Well, you're right. You know, there's not much you and I can do or the typical person can do to restore power and water service. I know the state is trucking in tractor trailers of drinking water. That's not going to solve bathing and toilet needs. That's going to have to happen on the local level. But so the state's got that covered, it would appear. In each different little community, the response to try to make food and meals available to those who are homeless or whose homes are darkened right now, I'm not sure. I'm going to try to visit four of these communities today to offer support to the local pastors and the aid workers that I can contact without getting in the way. So I'm not sure. As far as Christmas, at some point, yes, there's a lot of children that aren't going to have a typical Christmas, but exactly what kind of effort is being organized to provide for them, that may or may not happen on Christmas Day, but God's blessings are abundant, and we as neighbors will find a way to bring Santa Claus and to bring the gifts of the baby Jesus to all those children.
We're joined by His Excellency Bishop William Medley, the Bishop of the Diocese of Owensboro, Kentucky. Excellency, how uplifting is it for you to see so many organizations like Catholic Charities, the American Red Cross, and many others coming to help with so many donations from people from all across our country?
Well, it's the United States of America at its best. When we do respond to neighbors in need, you know, obviously that raises the question of how many are in need 24/7 around the year. But nonetheless, you don't criticize those who respond in this time. And I am gratified. I say we cannot handle all the calls that are coming to Chancery. And I'm sure that the Red Cross and FEMA and other and all, many, many other Christian churches and other church groups are probably experiencing the same thing. And just want them to know it's appreciated. We'll do our best to get those into the hands of people that need it right away and not to forget us in the weeks to come, because this isn't going to be repaired overnight. This isn't going to be repaired when the lights come back on. I think we estimate 1,000 families, homes are not going to be repairable.
Your Excellency, can you tell us about the one little small miracle, the miracle of the untouched Virgin Mary and baby Jesus statue that seemed to be untouched outside the damaged building of Resurrection Catholic Church, still standing, the statue totally untouched despite this incredible tornado?
I would hope to see that today. That is, as you said, at Resurrection Catholic Church in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, which from all the reports I'm getting is probably going to be a total loss. But there is a powerful photograph of a statue of the Blessed Mother with the baby Jesus in her arms, standing secure. And That you know, I've seen that since Saturday. I've told that story since Saturday, but it still gives me chills to repeat that story. That what a sign of hope and confidence and strength that is. So if we must raise that church and build a new church, you can be assured that that statue will have an honored and venerable place.
Your Excellency, I know this reporter's heart has been touched by what is going on, not only in your state, but in other states across our country. How can our listeners who are listening across relevant radio in our nation help spiritually and financially?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned spiritually. You know, I feel a sense, again, with the Pope himself praying for us, I feel a sense of support from all over the country, from all over the world, and appreciate that. And though you can't put that on a scale and measure it, because it is immeasurable. As far as financial help, if you go to the website of the Diocese of Owensboro, it will give you directions as to how you can assist us. And, of course, I'm sure the Red Cross and many, many other organizations are collecting funds as well. So whatever is most convenient, I think all of us are striving to apply your gifts and your generosity to immediate needs and eventually longer term needs. So anything you can do to help us, you will be rewarded with our gratitude and prayers.
Your Excellency, Bishop Medley, our hearts go out to everyone in Kentucky and in your diocese. Can you share one final word of encouragement during this Advent season to remember to pray for those that have been injured, those that have been affected by this tragedy, those who have lost their lives, and for their families?
Yes, I think back to the Mass I participated in with the Mayfield community on Sunday afternoon, and Father Eric Riley, their pastor, preaching on the fact that that Sunday was Gaudete Sunday, and that even in the long wait for the coming of the Lord, the people of God, the Israelites, waited with joy in anticipation of the Lord. And so we too wait with joy that God will heal and correct these things. And then also, as I told you, he spoke of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe to St. Juan Diego when she came was one of hope, and she wanted a church built where pilgrims could come and express their hope, and that's a powerful message, that in a time that can seem so hopeless, we ground ourselves in the promise that every hope will be fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Thank you so much, Your Excellency, Bishop Medley. God bless you. So much appreciate your time and being with us this morning.
Thank you for helping us tell the story.
Bishop William Medley, the Bishop of the Diocese of Owensboro, Kentucky. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Our Rome correspondent, Ashley Nerona, will have the latest news from the Vatican on the Holy Father. Stay with us. There's much more to come on this edition of Morning Air.